Yeah, the Joe Patek Orchestra starting us off there with the At the Mill March, our theme song. And with that, we say Vita Mi Vas and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. My name is Dennis Swatek, coming to you from Taylor, Texas. Thank you so much for stopping by. Going to bring you some great classic Czech polka and waltz music from Texas and around the world for the next hour or so. And hope you're all doing well. Had some great weather down here, like I said last time. On the spring show, the blue bonnets were starting to poke their heads out. They are everywhere now. It's beautiful down here in Texas. Celebrated my birthday last week. And as a little pre-birthday present, my wife suggested we go on a barbecue crawl. If you've ever been on a pub crawl, kind of the same thing, except you go to different barbecue restaurants and check out the goods. So we had a great time. Last Sunday, headed down to Lockhart, checked out a couple of places down there, then swung back through Austin, and just fantastic, great barbecue, great beer all the way around, and took the toll road down to Lockhart, and like I was talking about the blue bonnets, man, it was just like an ocean, just gorgeous, just a field of blue as far as you could see. So springtime is in full effect here down here in Texas. I hope it's warming up where you are. And we're going to warm you up with some great music. Let's get on into it. Going to send this one out to my buddy Don Main down in Corpus Christi. Here's Clarence Bacha and his orchestra called the Lose Polka, also known as the Jolly Musicians. Here we go with some polka time. Oh, yeah, a little shottish there for you. The Janacek Polka Band from an old 45. The Red Raven Shottish. Wrapping up our first little set here. Started it off with Clarence Boccia and the Lose Polka, also known as Jolly Musicians. Patrick Veit from down around the... not sure where Patrick's from. I want to say Corpus, but I think it's more of down around the Yoakum area. Pat's kind of a weird... deal. He was really, really big for a while in the late 90s, early 2000s, and it just kind of disappeared. I haven't really been able to find anything out about what happened to Pat Veit. He's a hell of an accordion player, had a great band for a while, and just kind of up and vanished. So, one off his first album, The Innocence Waltz. A little music from right here in Taylor, Texas, Eddie Ray and the Polka Dots with the Come to Us Polka. And like I said, we wrapped that up with the Janacek Polka Band and the Red Raven Shottish. Now we're going to get a little dignified here. Play a little more classical kind of music. I'm going to feature the Kovandas Czech Band. They are about the only surviving Czech orchestra left here in Texas. You had quite a few, like I said, with the Boccias. And, you know, in the early 20s and the 30s, you had quite a few. The polka bands were really more kind of orchestra types. And that soon kind of faded away into the smaller, you know, units that you have nowadays. But Kovandas is still going strong, and they actually modeled themselves more after the community bands you would find over in the Czech Republic. So we're going to feature Kovandas here, and then I'm going to feature some music from Czechoslovakia to kind of give you some comparisons, let you see how they measure up. I think they do quite a good job. They sound very much like a band you would find over in Czechoslovakia or Czech Republic if you went over there nowadays. So we're going to kick things off with the Kovandas, and one that is actually written by František Komok, the John Philip Sousa of Czechoslovakia. Here's the Kolín March. We'll be right back.
skřivánek zpíval nad mou hlavou. Když jsem chodíval za svou milou, na nás se díval pod oblohou. Jak rád jsem mýval panenku svou. Sluníčko vzalo jenom pro nás a nám dopřálo se krásný čas. Skřivánku zpívej píseň jinou, se mnou vzpomínej na lásku mou.
We'll be right back.
All right, I played that one for all the trumpet players out there, maybe the French horn players. I hope you guys appreciated that. Was that fantastic or what? That's some of the best damn playing you're going to hear anywhere. Moravaka from the Czech Republic, one of the best bands there is, doing the Jundrovska polka. And we started that little set off with Kovanda's Czech band doing the Kolín, Kolín March. Right after that, the Jindrik Bauer Brass Band doing the Moonlight, also known as the Meadowlark Waltz. And I thought those two bands really sound a lot like each other, so I really want to kind of give you a comparison of how much the Kovandas sound like, you know, the brass bands, the community bands you would find over in the Czech Republic. So Jindrik Bauer and the Moonlight Waltz. And like I said, we wrapped that up with some fantastic brass playing by Moravanka on the Jundrovska Polka. We're going to keep going. I'm going to do one more song before we take a break. Here's our old buddy, the Praha Brothers, from right up the road in Temple, and the Black Gypsy Polka.
Jedno po rinku potkal jsem černocíkanku, potkal jsem černopotkal jsem černopotkal jsem černocíkanku, potkal jsem černopotkal jsem černopotkal Kal sem černo cíkanku. Pověz mě, cíkanko černá, která pana je posčívá, která pana je, která pana je, která pana je posčívá. Pana je poctivá. Thank you.
yeah, the Cloverleafs. Such a smooth band. Cloverleaf Orchestra out of New Braunfels kicking off our second set with the Rhine Waltz. And we are just going to keep on moving now. Going to feature some little Mexican-style music. Julius Tupa, the late, great Julius Tupa, who ran the Texas Polka Music Association for many, many years and helped start the Texas Polka News that you may have just heard a commercial for. He used to have a band. This is kind of one of those put-together bands. There were a lot of those down in Houston in like the 60s and 70s. You know, you just kind of had a bunch of session musicians that would go in and record some things and put together bands. They didn't really play around a whole lot. They mainly were recording kind of bands. And this is one of them. It's Julius Tupa Orchestra and the El Rancho Grande Polka.
We'll be right back. Ček je malý taček, jídy ceně dá. Proto vždycky na vysokém stromě se rává. O půlnoci zaspívá, má panenka tam je smá. Ona vždycky ve svém srdce nám je vzpomíná. Jídy ceně rád. Proto ptičky na vysokém stromě se rává. O půlnoci zaspívá, má panenka tam je smá.
Texas Soundcheck there. My old buddy Ben Orsak, he was in the founding version of the Dance Hall Boys with me. That's from his band. Used to be the City Polka Boys out of Houston, now called Texas Soundcheck, doing the Dahlia Waltz. And let's go back and recap what we listened to. Like I said, we started that off with Julius Tupa and his orchestra doing the El Rancho Grande. Right after that, the real deal, Santiago Jimenez Jr. doing the Amor Americano Polka. Texas Legacy Czech Band, the old Bobby Jones Czech Band, the remnants of that, doing the Mockingbird Waltz. And like I said, we wrapped that up with Texas Soundcheck and the Dahlia Waltz. And we're just going to keep on rolling, rolling, rolling. Let's do some more music. Here's a great band out of Wisconsin featuring Gil Voss on tuba. I love this polka. I love their sound. They're just kind of stripped down, almost kind of acoustic. A little oompa for you. Here's one called the Flutophone Polka. We'll be right back. Live music there from the Dance Hall Boys, of course, Nashmate. Our Mike Polka. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a second, but we're going to go back and recap this last little set. We started off with Buttons and Banjo. I don't even know if I mentioned who that was in the first part of the set. The Flutophone Polka, Tony Yannick Polka Band, doing the Huntsman's Waltz, and we just heard the Dance Hall Boys doing the Nashmate, the Our Mike Polka. And I featured that song as kind of a preview to next 2 week from now, whatever, the next show. Show number 4. This is show number 3. John Andrzejczyk, the leader of the Dance Hall Boys, kind of had a phrase. I don't know if he coined it or whatever, but when we really get just going, like on that song, we're just, man, everything is just moving and the crowd is just hooping and hollering. We'd get done, he'd go, man, that's called Czech Rock and Roll. And I really can't explain what Czech rock and roll is. You're just going to have to hear it. So tune in to the next show. I'm going to feature a whole show on what I consider some Czech rock and roll. It's going to be dance time, nonstop polkas. It's going to be loud. You're going to have a great time. I know you'll enjoy the show. But like I said, I'm going to get into the concept of what I call Czech rock and roll. So that's going to do it for this version. Show number 3 of Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. Before I get out of here, I wanted to let you know, did you know that you can download these shows and keep them forever if you so like? If you enjoy what you're listening to and you want to go back and listen to it later once the show's moved on to the next version, you can do that. Go to our website, czechpolka.com, czechpolka.com. Right there on the front page, you're going to see a link that says Czech Classics Then and Now. Click on that, and it's going to take you to the podcast archive. Like I said, we got about 68 shows that I did before I started broadcasting here on 24/7. Got all those available for download, and also the show you're listening to right now and all the ones previous and all the ones that I'll be doing in the future. You can download those as well. I usually put up this show about a week or so after it's broadcast on 24/7. So probably about April 27th or so, this particular show will be available. The first two are already there. So go download those if you like what you hear. I've got a complete playlist that lets you know all the songs, everything you hear. So if you ever are stuck on a song and doesn't know who it was or what the name of it was, you can always go check out the playlist, and it will tell you. So with that, we're going to get on out of here. Feature some music, Nebraska style. Mark Vilidal, one of the nicest guys in polka. And I love his band. I had a chance to see him in Ennis back in the late 90s. I've been online friends ever since, talk back and forth. And man, he's just one of the best. He's got such a great band and such a nice guy. I wish I lived closer to Nebraska. I would love to go see this guy play sometime again, because they got it going on the right way. Just awesome music. Mark Vilidal going to get us out of here with one called The Harmonizing Dance Hall Polka. I may even have time to squeeze in another song at the end of that, depending on how much time I've got left, so you may get a bonus. So that's going to do it for this show. Come back in a couple of weeks for some Czech rock and roll. Going to get on out of here. Everybody take care. Stay safe. We'll see you down the road. Spani Bohem, and bye-bye. Pelnik Soul.